In the beginning, it was 1,000 to 3,000, but the last 1 week, we received less than 500 people coming, new arrival coming to the Mbembe Research Center. So far, we received over 120,000 refugees as a new arrival in the research center.
And where do the majority come from?
They're mostly from the UAE and that's around the close to the Ugandan borders area. So the people are fleeing from the close to the Ugandan borders.
Do you get a lot of families?
Yes, we see the large number of women and children, and also a large number of single unaccompanied minors and young, especially young adults, young boys and girls, we receive a lot.
How many people have settled here in Mbembe so far?
So far we relocated all that 100, now currently we have only 1,200 people in the ground. The remaining all the 120 we already relocated in the settlement area.
I've heard that the settlement is actually getting full now, is that true?
In the beginning this was proposed as a 120,000, but later when we dialogue with the local host population and the landlord, we identify some of the lands are potential land can be given to the refugees, so we really made a good progress and successful that's to have a land to accommodate refugees. So far we're expecting we will go reach the 140,000 refugees in Mbembe settlement. In addition to that, we also expecting to open a new Rhino extension, which is in between Rhino camp and the Mbembe, where we can able to accommodate another 43,000 refugees.
When you say that the host community has agreed to give land, is that just to build a house on, some shelter, or does that include even farming?
Yes, as per the plan here, all the refugees family, they receive 50 by 50 meter plot in the settlement area, which will be building a shelter, having their small farming land, which will be given by the from the host population.
What are some of the challenges that you encounter?
I think the biggest challenge is if you see the torrents, one of the scarcity is the water, where we need the water supply. If you see the 100,000, we need a huge number of the water supply every day. If we consider only the 40 liter per person per day, so we need to have a huge quantity of water supply every day in there. So that's one of the key area. And now is a rainy season and dry season is coming. What we provide the shelter is only for the emergency shelter. So we expecting the shelter will be the another priority for the next. And then it's coming to the livelihood, other engagement for the long-term solution for this refugee. If we keep the remain in the Mbembe settlement. So we need to see the other livelihood opportunity, agriculture. And also there's many children who are needs to be in the school. We have some school which is our built during the last Mbembe settlement, and also we have some government school. So that school is not sufficient. We need to have more schools. Some of the schools are very congested. So education also the third priority for this settlement area.
Do you feel like UNHCR is reaching its capacity when it comes to the amount of refugees it can welcome here?
Yes, we're trying our best to address those other systems through collaboration with the Office of the Prime Minister and also local government. Yes, there are some challenges in terms of the fund, in terms of the resources, which required a coordination to build some kind of understanding for the sustainability of the refugee and the host population to stay together in the Mbembe settlement. We have a program REHOPE, we have a program CRF. We believe that if we made a commitment...
Can you explain what they are?
REHOPE is a refugee and host population program where we are engaging host population to have a sustainability in terms of the refugee who they are accommodating in this refugee operation.
And so far, have you had any problems in terms of epidemics or diseases?
So far, we haven't had any epidemics yet, but there is a chance of when people are staying together for long term and scarcity of water, hygiene promotions are quite poor. Definitely there will be chances of those at epidemics, but so far we're lucky that we haven't had any epidemics yet.
Where are you getting the water for now?
At the time being we have a treatment water sites. We have a treatment water site is Red Cross our treatment plants, and also we have MSF treatment plants. Those are distance around 25 to 35 kilometers distance from the Mbembe settlement. So we are receiving it from the water treatment plant.
What about the host communities? They've also been complaining about having problems accessing water. Will you have to split with the host communities whatever you get for the refugees?
We have also many hand pump. We have also many borehole here. We are rehabilitating, which will be accessible for the both host and refugees. So we are rehabilitating. We are trying to address new boreholes, so it will be more sustainable for the both refugee and host population in this area.